suggestion was having the bottle at the fleishig table.
What's the halacha? So,
baby,
I mentioned baby bottle or sippy cup full of milk. So, l'chora, you should be mekel, because l'maisa, there's no chance at all that you're going to come to drink it. But Rabbi asked that the Shach and the Taz and the Beis Yosef also seem to assume that it's a low plug, and if it's a low plug, so then what difference does it make? Right? In other words, they just like we're machmir for makirin umakpidin, even though in makirin there's absolutely no concern that they're going to come to eat the bas b'chalav, so too over here. So I asked Rabbi Willig what he thought. So he said, no, this is different. Nobody would ever drink. So I said, because it's clear. So I said, but l'mais to lo plug. So I said, what about, is the svar that this is a zoro mochia chalav? So he said, yeah, that's the pshat. In other words, the Gemara over there says that when do we say srike baito sasurim? Wow. These are your notes, I think. But anyway, well, it's good. We're gonna. This is perfect. I think I would call myself Rabbi Wiederboy. Do you think he would call himself Shmuel? So it's good. This is perfect. This way, at least it'll be a shorter shir. We got to finish anyway. So I have my old notes from before. So like this. So that's the pshat. Now, Zura Mukhiya Chalav, over here, nobody's going to, practically it's not a concern. And the low plug, the Gemara explicitly states, is only stated when somebody would misunderstand. Here, nobody would misunderstand. Mutter. Second question was, could you be makel on a placemat if you're alone? If you're going to say that you need more than one, al hatzad, that you're machmir, generally speaking, that a hacker only works with two people. What about a placemat? Could we say placemat's different? Varaya, it doesn't need any height, and the reason is because it's like the din of a second shulchan, so he agreed with that svar l'hakal. Then I asked him, what about the snapple?
He agreed that you don't have to be...
Yes, placemat is mutter, even though you're eating alone. Question number three was, what about the snapple? So he said, pour it into a different cup. So he said, what if you don't have a different cup? So he said, this you could be mekel. Anyway, it's like we said, it's only a zahira, so if it looks clean and looks like it's your snapple cup is still clean and inside, outside, and the like, then you don't have to be choshish. Good. Okay, sim peites. So the Gemara says that kama yisha bein baser l'gvina amalev lo klum. Eini v'amrav chista achol basar aser l'achol gvina. Gvina mutter l'achol basar. Ela kama yisha bein gvina l'basar. That's lo klum. But basar to gvina you have to wait. So why is basar to gvina have to wait? We'll have to talk about later how much you have to wait, what exactly you have to do. But whatever it is, basar to gvina is more chamor than gvina to basar. So what's the difference? So the Rambam says that's because basar bein ashinayim. And presumably there's no gvina bein ashinayim. We'll talk more about that also later. Rashi says it's because basar's motzi shuman, v'hu nidbak bepeh, umarech betamo. So it's not clear what that means, but if you would have asked me, I would have said nidbak bepeh means that literally it's talking about in the mouth, like the meat is stickier and it clings to the palate or part of the mouth, and is marach betamo in that sense. Now there's a shamnunis, is davuk bepeh. That's the way I would have read Rashi, in which case it's very similar to the Rambam, Except we're not talking about between the teeth. We're talking about the nidbak bepeh.
What does it mean, motzi shuman? It takes out shuman?
Motzi shuman.
That's lashon
motzi shuman, no? Rashi's lashon is mishum debasar motzi shuman. Oh, that, yeah. Basar's motzi shuman. The fattiness in the meat.
It takes out its fatty?
No, it's motzi. When you chew up the meat, it secretes fattiness into your mouth, mm-hmm. and that sticks to your mouth.
So the shuman sticks to your mouth.
Yeah, that's what's sticky. You swallow the meat, the shuman sticks to your mouth. Now, the Torah didn't seem to learn Rashi this way, because he writes that a nafka mina between Rashi and Rambam, for example, is chewing for a kid, right, before baby food. The way you would give your kid meat, if your kid didn't have teeth, is you chew it for them. So that's a nafka mina. According to Rashi, he says you don't have to wait. And according to Rambam, you'd have to wait because it's still between the teeth. Now, if you learn that it's nidbak bepeh, like I understood, this is probably the Levush's understanding, we'll see in a second. So then, even if you chew it for a baby, it's also going to be moti shuman and nidbak bepeh. So what exactly did the Tur understand Rashi is saying? Maybe, you know, then when you read the Torah, you sort of get the impression that, well, meat is very heavy and it doesn't digest quickly, and somehow or another it's mala tam befiv. Now, obviously, we're not concerned with the basar and chalav meeting in the digestive system. There's no concern about that. Among other things, if that were true, then you couldn't eat milk and then meat right away. It would still mix in the digestive system. So what presumably the Torah means is that, no, it's not that the concern isn't what's happening in your stomach, that since he emphasizes Rashi's lashon of marech betamo, which means, I guess, it sort of comes up, you taste it in your mouth, I don't know, like hot dog breath, you feel the taste of the meat even after you finish eating it, and that will, you know, make you have the sensation of eating basar b'chalav or something like that, because you're going to have the tam basar in your chalav, and therefore they were gozer. The truth is, the Torah doesn't explicitly say this is Rashi Shita, it could just be his own opinion, but it probably is referring to Rashi. So that's the second way to read Rashi. As I mentioned, the Levush quoted in Ashach seems to learn Rashi more along the lines of the way I thought Rashi was saying, which is it's the actual shamnunis that's nidbak befiv, and that's why he says even according to Rashi you'd have to be machmir for lois latinok. The Shach didn't like it, though I thought it seemed like a pretty reasonable opinion. Anyway, why didn't the Tur learn like the Pashtus in Rashi? I think the reason is because if that were right, then why wouldn't kinuach the hadacha work? Right? In other words, we know that, we'll see, according to everybody, but perhaps Rabbeinu Tam, kinuach vadacha does not work for fleishiks to milchiks. And if the concern is just, so I understand why for the Rambam, kinuach vadacha doesn't get the stuff out between your teeth. But if it's like Rashi, if it's like shamnunis that's stuck to the peh, so that's exactly what kinuach vadacha is coming to solve. So why wouldn't that work? Now, maybe the answer is because it's still so sticky, kinuach vadacha doesn't work. Or maybe it's because it's stuck to the back of your mouth where kinuach vadacha doesn't go. Wouldn't help. In other words, only, you know, the back where you swallow.
You swallow the bread. And
you don't need to do. You don't need to swallow for kinuach. You can spit it out. So you're saying that the kinuach, super kinuach vadacha, but still that seer doesn't work, and you can't be careful. Either way, there's no halacha you have to swallow it.
But the assumption is that that's what you're doing, right?
You're saying what? Valtashkes? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Certainly there's no such halacha. And so you could say, well, now there's two things. There's kinuach vadacha to go from milchiks to fleishiks. And to go fleishiks from milchiks, you need kinuach vadacha and swallowing. Anyway, maybe that's why. Not clear. Not clear why he doesn't read it, at least the simple way, what I thought was the simple way. But lemaisa, everybody would agree that if you just taste it without, do you have to wait? If you taste food, you don't. Let's say you don't swallow, and you don't even chew, right? We said a nafka mina between the Rashi and the Rambam according to the Torah, and we're machmir, of course, like boshitos, the chumras of Rashi and the chumras of Rambam. But let's say you don't, you just taste it. You don't swallow. and you don't chew. Do you have to wait? Sometimes this comes up. My wife is cooking something. She doesn't want to become fleishik, right? We're going to have milchik supper. She's cooking for Shabbos. But she wants to taste to see, is there anything you could do? So Shlomo Kluger writes that that's totally fine. Because then none of the reasons apply.
Assuming you're not chewing? Is that what it says?
Yeah. Assuming you don't chew, then neither Rashi nor Rambam's reason would apply. You don't have to wait.
Does everything there's a...
Now, it's not so clear because... Okay. There seem to be cases where we're machmir even when neither of the reasons apply. Talk about Tavshil in a sec, you know, soon. That's his kula.
Is that specifically for Tavshil? Like
well, Tavshil, and there's even more of a reason to be mekel. Yeah. I hear. I think seems like there. It's definitely not crazy. You can make a very strong case that should be totally okay. Sure. The whole thing of a tavshil is a big chiddush, right? Tavshil, the pashtus, you shouldn't have to wait either. We pass on the green time, really. Make a red in.
About chewing the tavshil.
No. So that we're machmir also. I think that we are machmir. But here, where it's a tavshil, plus you're not chewing it, plus you're not swallowing it.
It's hard to not.
I think it's.
Make sure you're not chewing.
It's not so hard. When you're tasting food, you're cooking tomato sauce, right? So with meat in it, but you don't want to taste the meat. You need to see if there's enough salt in it. Not so hard to be makbid, not to chew and not to swallow.
Well, it already says tavshil for us now. We're talking about tavshil without meat, right?
No, tavshil shabasar. Let's see, the tomato sauce.
And the same definition.
It, with meat inside of with meatballs and tomato sauce. That tomato sauce is tavshil shabasar, right?
With the meat's not there.
Even if you don't taste the meat, okay. Right, you're just tasting the tomato sauce to see if it has enough salt. In the pot, there's plenty of meat. I'm not tasting that. But I think it's not. It's reasonable to say you don't have to wait for that.
Maybe you may go even on the meat itself if you spit it out.
I don't know. His question was tavshil. So. Okay. So another nafkamina possibly between Rashi and Rambam, we'll talk about it, is Gvina Kasha. We'll get there later. What about Basar Bein HaShinayim after 6 hours? So it's interesting. The Torah didn't write another nafkamina between Rambam and Rashi is flossing, right? According to the Rambam, it should be mutter if you floss. According to Rashi, it should be yasser. But apparently he held that's not a nafkamina, meaning to say, either because we don't assume flossing is effective, after all, they didn't have floss, or the like, that's not, even though that's not a basis for leniency. Now, there's according to Rambam, you can't just floss. So the Aruch HaShulchan actually asked the question, why doesn't flossing work, nicker work, within 6 hours, according to the Rambam? And he says, tak et shver. But anyhow, the Torah also says that according to Rashi, here, it does sound that way. That's, you know, we could question a diuk, but the Torah does seem to be looking for nafkaminas between the two perushim here. He gives two, and if there's another obvious one, which is a very straightforward one, then maybe it should have been listed. I don't know if it's a machrach diuk. Anyway, the next nafkamina, the Torah says, between the two pshatim, is meat between the teeth after 6 hours. And there's also a chiddush that's a nafkamina. The Torah assumes that according to the Rambam, after 6 hours, it's going to be mutter, even if there's meat between your teeth. Why? Because, well, if the whole point of waiting 6 hours is for the meat between your teeth, so apparently it's effective. Now, the Torah is assuming that the meat between your teeth doesn't just go away after 6 hours. It must be that after 6 hours, even if there is meat between your teeth, it's still mutter. Whereas for the Rambam, the Torah says there's no basis for that leniency. So that would be another nafkamina between them. Now, it's difficult to say this in a Gemara, the Achronim point out, because the Gemara asked the question, Basar Bein HaShinayim Mahu, and the Gemara answers, this is a problem, a Basar Avdenu Ben Shinayim. So according to Rashi, at least, the question is, what's the din of Basar Bein HaShinayim? which is interesting, because even according to Rashi, there's a havamina that that's not basar anymore. Perhaps because it's not motzi tam, right? Maybe it's even Rashi l'shitaso that the concern is of being motzi tam. But anyway, the Gemara concludes, though, that the way the Rashi says it is, the suffix of the Gemara is mi havei kim ukal kevan she nishtahe kol kach zman suda cheres beinu tzach lasiro. In other words, gufa, the shaila of the Gemara, according to the Rashi, was what is the din of basar bein hashinayim after you waited to the next suda, and the Gemara concludes it's still a problem. So what's the Rambam going to say? So this is the kasha that the Marshal and the Bach and a number of the Achronim ask in the Rambam. And the Bach says that maybe the Gemara's question was, could you be somech on nikar habasar shebein hashinayim lahatir achilat gmina afilu toch vavshaus? In other words, the flossing question was gufa the Gemara shayla. And the Gemara said, no, you can't be somech on nikar. But that's a very difficult way to read the Gemara. So what else are you going to say? So the Maharam and the Aruch HaShulchan both say that the Gemara's shayla is what chashivas is the Gemara's gufa asking this question. Why, what chashivas is there to basar bein hashinayim such that they were gozer that you have to wait? And the Gemara says, oh, basar odenu ben shinayim. You see that even basar bein hashinayim, taka there it was of. But anyway, which is interesting if you assume that there's not much of bein hashinayim, but that's a different issue. So the Gemara's answer is no, there is chashivas, it retains the shem basar. And that's why you have to be mumped in 6 hours. If you take a look, that's more or less the way the Meiri explains the Gemara according to Rashi. Rambam, I mean to say. Which is dumb, an interesting point, which is, and this is a hara, whether you learn like Rashi or the Rambam, which is what's the havamina that it's not basar, right? Why would you think, without the pasuk of basar odanu ben shinehem, that it doesn't have the shem basar just because it's in between your teeth? And this might be a further nafkamina if you learn like the Taz, that gvina ben hashinayim doesn't have a shem gvina. So what's going on here? So the Chassam Sofer says that basar ben hashinayim la'achar sheshaus, the reason why it's mutter according to the Rambam, kefiatur, is because it's nimas v'nisrach. And it's not basar anymore. So, I don't know exactly. It's a little shver nimitzias. I don't know, for some reason, meat sticks between my teeth. I don't know if everybody has this problem. But if I floss, if I ate steak for lunch and I don't floss till the evening, like, I'll get pieces of meat. I don't think they're nimas v'nisrach. But that's, even if it's stowed 6 hours later, maybe that's because I need braces. But anyway,
that does that mean that everything's not able to finish off? If you take it,
it tastes perfectly good.
If you take it out of his mouth,
I don't think anything has changed significantly after 6 hours.
I always thought about it. Like, I think there's a big difference between whether if it's like you'll swallow it in your mouth. So, like, when I said if you would take it out, it would be nimbus for this
round. Yeah, I don't know.
You probably would touch it. You'd probably
be nasty.
I don't know.
After 6 hours.
I don't know. Okay, good. So you think that you think the Matzias makes sense? another way to explain why saliva, I think, has more of an effect on carbohydrates. I don't know what effect it has on meats. To find out on proteins, same effect. Where's Matt? Fine. The second possibility is, you know, what happens after 6 hours? Lo gazru gzeira she'en atzibu yichol lamod bo. In other words, to say that you have to wait till the next meal, right? You ate meat for lunch, so don't eat gvina until the next meal. So that's a reasonable gzeira, it's not so hard, right? So you have parva snacks. But to go ahead and say, because you ate meat for lunch, you can't eat milchiks for supper, that's too difficult, and therefore they didn't make that gzeira. It's not like something magically happens to the meat between your teeth after 6 hours. But such a gzeira would be in a tzibur yachon lamod bo. And finally, maybe you could say that it's pirsha, like the Rambam said, we discussed in the last siman, that it's a yishtana b'me'ayim. So even if it's not yet nishtana, but it's yishtana. Now, Anyway, Lamaisa the Prichadash doesn't like any of this stuff. And he says, well, the Torah has no basis in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say anything about it becoming mutter after 6 hours. The Rambam says that you can assume that after 6 hours, there's no longer basar ben hashinayim. But of course, if you have a piece of meat between your teeth, and it's already been 6 or 7 hours, and now you want to eat milchiks, of course you have to remove that piece of meat before you want to eat milchiks. And he just thinks that the Tur's Havana in the Rambam is not correct. And then the question of the Gemara makes a lot of sense, even according to the Rambam. That answers the Marshal and the Bach Shaila. Okay. Anyway, those are the two reasons why you have to wait. How long do you have to wait? So the Gemara there says, Amar Mar Ukva, Anal Hamilsa, Chalabar Chamra, Lagabi Abba. Il Abba, Kiavi Achel Bisra, Idna. He wouldn't eat milchiks till the next day. I just didn't like milchiks. But Ana, I wait till the next Suda. So what does that mean? So there are, I guess, four ways that we find in the Rishonim how to read that line in terms of what it tells us to do. So according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Behag, technically speaking, all you need is kinuach v'adacha to go from fleishiks to milchiks, which is really the implication of the previous sugya.
Isn't that in Rashi also?
The Rashi didn't say, but they explain. So what do we do about this story in the Gemara? So Tosfos has two answers to explain how Rabbeinu Tam would understand Markva. Either this is if you don't do kinuach v'adacha, so then you have to wait between Suda and Suda. Maybe you have to wait 6 hours. Or you could say this was a chumrah. Merukva doesn't say this is what you have to do. Vaharai's father waited 24 hours. He waited 6 hours. I could wait 0 hours as long as I do kinuach v'adacha. The Gra says maybe the base of the Mordechai, the Lashon of Chala means it's the minimum, but I don't know. The Gemara does not present this din of waiting in a normative halachic sense, that this is what you must do, and that's why Rabbeinu Tam would read this sugya. Taisus is a different shita. Taisus says that really what this Gemara is telling us is you have to wait bein suda l'suda, but that doesn't mean you have to wait the time every time. Let's assume for a moment bein suda l'suda 6 hours. Doesn't mean you have to wait 6 hours. You can't eat them in the same meal as long as it's a different meal. Then you're okay. And what if it's only 1 minute from one meal to the next meal? That's fine. How do you make it a different meal? Silukubirech, that shows it's a different meal. Is that a simin? We'll talk about that a little later. But that's all you really need is a different meal. And even though, you know, the obvious question is, well, what's the logic? In other words, if you think that you need to wait because of the Basar Ben Hashinayim or the Shamnunis, so then, you know, that if you only wait 1 minute and you just have Silek Ubirech, so you haven't accomplished it. So he says it's a low plug, meaning to say it's a low plug lakula is an interesting idea. Most low plugs are low plugs l'chumra, where we say, even though the reason isn't shaykh in this particular case, they were misakin across the board. But we do have a handful of cases where Rishonim, at least, apply low plug l'chula. There's a Russian Maikata, and a Taisus and Nida, and here's another example. The idea is that when Chazal made Gzeiros de Rabbanan, they wanted to make them simple and not complex so that there would be one halacha across the board. Sometimes that leads to chumras, saying certain things are asur derabanan, even though the chshash atu deraisa isn't shaykh in this particular case. And sometimes it'll lead to a kula, and like in this case. There's no practical concern for nisur deraisa, because even if your mouth is full of meat residue or meat between the teeth, there's still no nisur deraisa, and therefore lo plug la kula. Within Rabbeinu Tam also, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't tell you what he thinks the concern is for this, for meat to milchiks. You know, there's, why is milchiks to meat different than meat to milchiks? Right? Milchiks to meat, you don't need kinuch madach according to Rabbeinu Tam. Meat to milchiks, you do. But you could say, really, according to either interpretation, if you think that it's shamnunis, like Rashi, so, especially if you learn Rashi more in the Lavush sign, so meat is stickier, and therefore you need kinuch madacha for meat, but the kinuch madacha will get rid of, it's not, we're not afraid that it's ineffective, it'll get rid of it. For dairy, you don't even need that. Or you could say like the Rambam, and maybe you'd say that kinuch madacha taka gets rid of the meat between your teeth. Maybe that's a little more difficult. Anyway, those are the different chitos in the Rishonim. But the other Rishonim, most of the other Rishonim say no, that Mar Okva was actually telling you what you must do, and it's telling you some type of time. However, they don't tell you how long, right? So the Rush says, Mizman Sudas HaBoker Ad Sudas HaErev. How long is that? That goes unstated. But the Rambam gives a shir. Ad Shisha Beinam Kidei Shir Su'uda Acheres V'hu Kimo Sheishaus. Lashon HaMeiri is very similar. V'lo Matzina B'Shia Zo Pachos Meshir Shebein Suda L'Suda V'hu Sheishaus O Karov L'Zeh. The Rashba also has this type of lashon. His lashon is ketzad hu osem mamtin kishe shos v'ochel. So you get the impression from these Rishonim, Rambam, Rashba, Meiri, that even though they give a time period, it's not necessarily exactly 6 hours, but approximately 6 hours. But once you get to the Shulchan Aruch and the tour, they get rid of that lovely diuk, and they say, no, it's 6 hours. 6 hours. And moreover, the Pashtus is, when you learn, let's say, the Mechaber, that this is Medina de Gemara. It's important to understand whether it's Medina de Gemara, right? Are you going to have kulas, let's say, for chola? So, we'll talk about this in a couple of minutes, but Ashkenazim, even Ashkenazim that are machmir for 6 hours, l'choretz, mitam minag, or the like, Medina de Gemara, we paskin like the Bali Tosfos. But for the Mechaber, l'chora it's Medina de Gemara, that's the Pashtus. We'll see soon. Rav Avadia thinks it's a suffix, so you could be mitzdarif it to sveikas and other things. Yeah. So even other Sephardi poskim, the Kaf HaChaim says chol l'shem bo sakana could be mekel, which is interesting. In other words, they don't see it as a clear cut definitive psak that's also Medina de Gemara. We'll talk about that a little later.
Do you understand that the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, or that he's not sure what the Shulchan Aruch
is? Who? Ravadia? No, he's saying that the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is not Motzi Midei Safek. So when there are other Sfekos, you could be Mako. I'll give you examples.
The Kavana of the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch says you should wait. No, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait Misafek. But it doesn't mean the definite, it's Vada you have to wait. It's a Safek how to read the Gemara, and therefore you should wait. So when there are other sfeikos, then you could be mekel. We'll give examples in a minute. The pri chadash.
Just methodology. I don't know. Maybe it's passing that we should be planning this stuff.
Why not? It's machlokas rishonim. Have the rishonim say one way. Have the rishonim say.
He's saying he's passing in 6 hours.
How do you know it's machriya bofen vade? Not machriya bofen safek.
He said
it's still a machlokas rishonim. He's just saying you should follow the Rambam's view.
Right. So that's not a suffix.
Sure it is. He's not. Doesn't say Tosfos is wrong. The Rambam's right. He's saying you should follow the Rambam.
So whatever the Shulchan Aruch passing.
I didn't say whatever.
I don't understand. Your question. Whenever we're siding with one Rishon over another, we don't say, "Oh, there's a suffix." We say that there's.
How do you know?
That's what we've been learning so far.
Aha. If you, you haven't before. Been learning enough Tuvas and Ravadia.
Maybe we can move on.
No. It's a very good Ha'ari you're saying, and going forward you should pay attention to how the Poskim deal with it, and also how the Beis Yosef deals with it. Does the Beis Yosef reject the other view? Or just says there's two opinions and the like? But it's a good Ha'ara. It's a very good Ha'ara. We'll see more soon. Yeah.
Especially with the Shitos who are more pseudo to pseudo oriented, why are we basing our Pesach off of Omidah Chacham?
Yeah, the Lechem Mishnah.
I don't know.
The Lechem Mishnah is the one who comes up. That's well, we'll talk about that
the
maybe.
Gruch,
the Gruch, what's the Lechem Mishnah?
Because the Rit, he's.
quotes the Lecha Mishnah. That's where the Lecha Mishnah is the first one to say to say it comes from Sudas Talmud Chacham, I think. And the Gra, I think, quotes the Lecha Mishnah, no?
No. Not in mine, no. It could be
okay.
Else, but not in
I thought we had the same one. Could be I'm remembering incorrectly. That must be. No, but the Rif doesn't say anything about Sudas Talmud Chacham. That's the Rif Shita. Who came up with this idea from the Gemara and Shabbos? Yeah, read on.
He just says Sudas Shabbos Talmud Chacham. Yeah. Shishis Kamoshkos in Paragal Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Sachim. Umar Ukvamisuda Machulu Medina Kamar.
Right. Right.
Shalosa Gedolah.
Yeah. That doesn't say anything.
Rif.
Read the next one. Anyway. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't remember. I thought anyway. It is the Lecha Mishnah who says this, the first one to say it. And I had remembered that the Gra cited it, but I definitely could be remembering incorrectly. Anyway. But 1 second. I'm just curious about that. Gra. Oh, and Peches. Oh yeah, Taka, not of mine either. I can't say I don't have a Friedman anywhere, but I don't think could be. Yeah, okay.
Especially if the takana is made like in Indian, you shouldn't have.
Anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. Now, the next view is we'll get there. Is the Pri Chadash, and he says it's Vav Shaus, but Vav Shaus Manios, and that's why in the winter, even if you say that you need 6 hours, you don't need 6 whole hours, like approximately 4 hours. That's where the 4 hour Shita comes from. In other words, he's saying that fundamentally it's Zman. Even in a Rambam, you sort of get that impression. Which is, and also it's fine with a Lecha Mishnah. Meaning, say, let's go back to your favorite Lecha Mishnah. So, the Lecha Mishnah writes, it's the source of the Rambam, right? Where did the Rambam come up with 6 hours from? So it's the Gemara in Shabbos, that Sudas Talmud Chacham is B'Shashishas. Okay. So, therefore, what would that mean in terms of in the winter? In the winter, that would practically be 4 hours. Now, first of all, you could ask, well, 1 second. If the, you know, whatever the reason is, if you think that the basar shebein hashinayim, let's go like your reason, that the meat decomposes after 6 hours, so then it doesn't decompose after 4 hours. So what's the pshat? Right? So, if you go like the other pshatim we said, that it's not like something magical happens after 6 hours, but a reasonable gzera was to say misuda lasuda. So then memela, this is misuda lasuda. Now, well, let's ask your question is why do we pick a Talmud Chacham? So how long does an Amharetz wait between a meal?
Well, which I'm assuming is Rabbani Adam would be 3rd or 4th hour. I don't remember the Gemara in the discussion.
So it's longer.
Yeah.
Right. So you want the Talmidei Chachamim to be stuck? No, they want one shear for everybody.
Why are we going on in the winter?
So the Pri Chadash doesn't say what the din is. Now, do you have to wait? What do you have to do in the summer? In other words, you have 3 possibilities. In the summer, you have to wait 4 hours, 6 hours, or 8 hours. Right? In other words, so the Pri Chadash could be a chumrah, not just a kula. It's a kula in the winter and a chumrah in the summer. So it doesn't say. Though I didn't get the impression that he thinks that you have to be machmir for more than 6 hours in the summer. I'm not sure.
Does it make? I mean, trying to explain the minhag of three.
But we'll get to the 3 in a minute.
6 is half in the summer.
You're saying six doesn't make any sense logically. Yeah. It's true. Unless you say, yep.
Well, this is just, I don't understand. Yeah. What's Pri Chadash? It says a number for
It's not clear to me what the Pri Chadash would say. Doesn't sound like he's saying there are some who say 4 hours the whole year, because this really it's manios, but we don't want to divide between
winter and summer.
Winter and summer. So Mamela 6 becomes 4. And that's one of the sources we'll get to in a second, how 6 becomes 3. But it's not clear to me. I don't know. I think the Darkei Tshuva and the Pischei Tshuva Sifkan Gimel seem to assume no, you need 6 hours Shleimos, Shleimos. So there's a famous they say over in the yeshivos from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim used to say 5.5 hours. Where is that coming from? Again, it's coming back from that Lashon of the Rambam, which doesn't sound like it's a full-fledged 6 hours. But Vadia also says, he says that the pshat is that 6 hours is not meduyak. That's what the Rambam was trying to tell you. In the olden days, they didn't have watches. And therefore, he writes, Lule de mistafina, havi amina shem chaser, mishay shaos, pachos, michatzi shah, the 5.5 hour shir, mutter afla gdolim, shari kasaram and kamoshe shaos. Okay, he says, Lule de mistafina. But he paskins lmaisa bimakom tzorech, you could be maker like that. And he says, what's an example of a makom tzorech? Zmane ha yeshiva. Many yeshivas serve fleishik lunches and milchik suppers less than 6 hours later. Wonderful yeshivas like Lakewood, Mir, and others. Mir second shift lunch. Well, Yashiv says mikra din chamesh shaos u'mashehu is enough. So I saw that Rabbi Fort. So and Taka, like we said, the lashonos of many of the rishonim really support this idea. That they don't say, Mamish Sheshos.
It's also
the start
from the Gemara, right?
Mm-hmm.
What time
does it talk about? Rebel Yashiv. So Rabbi Forst, in the English Art School book, says, no, he doesn't think any of these are right. He says, I could understand being Mako when you're unsure. Maybe it's 6 hours, maybe a little bit less. So then you'll be Madaik from the Rambam, or the other Rishonim, Kish Sheshos, Kamal Sheshos. But when I know, I have a watch, and I know it's less than 6 hours, so then he... So he understands, this is interesting, Shaila, he understands that the takana is to wait what could reasonably be... think might be 6 hours.
It changes when you know.
And so this is what I was told is the minhag in the Mir Yeshiva. Oh, exactly. So the pshat in the Mir Yeshiva is not... See, in Lakewood, they talk a hold. It's into the sixth hour. That was Ravan Kutler Shita. You don't need 6 hours Shleimos. The minhag in the Mir was, you don't ask. In other words, you go, a person can learn for 25 years in the Mir without actually noticing. By 25 years, you're probably in the first lunch shift already. But anyway, without ever noticing that taka, you're eating supper less than 6 hours. So you don't have to worry. You don't tell anybody. That's the gedder. That's what the Mir poskim hold is the gedder. The Mir poskim hold. Not the mere poskim. They hold that the gather is. That's what kamoshe shows means. Kamoshe shows means if it seems like it's 6 hours, then you don't have to worry that it's not 6 hours.
I'm not fishing for a clue here, Rabbi, but how could you possibly understand the Gemara 6 hour shlemos? They started fish on shishas, and there's no way they didn't start.
You're saying the Talmud Chacham part.
Yeah, there's no way they didn't start in 12 hours because it was dark by 13.
Right. Yeah, I hear. That's a good raya. If you think the Lacha Mishnah is right, then that you're saying that should be a raya l'hakel.
You get to count from the beginning. You get to count from the middle. That's how
it depends if you hold ski rishon or ski shniya.
If
they knew tam. Okay.
If they had the buzzer at the end, then
Now, this might relate to, might not, but it might relate to a general chakira you have to ask in this pshat, which is the pshat over here that there's a new takana of hamtana, or is no? In other words, the Gemara, there's no brisa, Mishnah, that says there's a chiyuv hamtana. The halacha is what we know from the Mishnah and the like, which is you can't eat milchiks and fleishiks together. And since, practically speaking, there's this concern, whether it's the shanunis in your mouth or the meat between your teeth, that when you do eat them, you're going to mix them. So memela, you have to wait. Or is the pshat that they were gozer, according to those Rishonim that say you have to wait, they were gozer to wait.
The Rav says this as a question.
I'm sorry?
The Rav says this as a question on the Rashi. How could it possibly be that there's a gzera nowhere in the Gemara does it mention it?
Right, so the question is, what's the answer? Right, is the answer in the Hanami that there is a gzera? Okay, it's not stated, but you see that it's taken for granted from our Ukva and the like. Or is the answer no? In a chanami, there is no gzeira. But you see that fundamentally, it's just a gzeira of not eating them together. And we see from our Ukva that there's a concern that up to 6 hours they'll be eaten together. Say, if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, so that's pashat. There's no kinuch v'adachal. There's no new gzeira. According to the Rambam, really. That's where the question arises. And again, going back to the point you were saying, the Rambam does not stress the time aspect, right? It's ad sheyishah beinam kedei shir suda cheres v'hu kemo sheishos. He doesn't say ad sheyishah sheishos shehu kedei suda cheres or something like that. Fine. So
that means that it's not a new gzera?
Well, that can mean two things. In other words, then again, there's two. You could either say it's not a new gzeira, or you could say the gzeira was kedeshir suda, and that's kemoshe shows. And again, these types of approximate 6 hour versions will make much more sense if you take that approach. The fudgy type of shear, like the type of, like you were saying, you know, we don't do halacha like this, you know, don't look at your watch and then it's okay, would make more sense if you don't see it as a takana of sheishos. If it's a takana of sheishos, so you're right, we never find this idea, okay, takana is to wait 6 hours, just don't look at your watch and then you could be mako, right? But the more you see it as, no, the takana isn't sheishos, so then it's more reasonable. So where does 3 hours come from? Since we're in Washington Heights, we have to be marchiv on this. So it comes from Rabbeinu Yerucham. Now, not Rabbeinu Yerucham's main sefer. The main sefer of the Rabbeinu Yerucham that we usually look at is the sefer Adam L'Chava. But like everybody else, Rabbeinu Yerucham also has an Isser V'Heter. And in the Rabbeinu Yerucham's Isser V'Heter, that's the one Rishon that mentions 3 hours. He writes, Achal Basar Behem Asar Lachal Gvina Uchalav Acharav Shisha Kedesud Acher Shehu Luchalapachos. Something like that. I don't think I quoted the exact Lashon. The problem is that in the main Sefer Rabbeinu Yerucham, as I said, the Adam V'Chava, he says 6 hours. So it's mistaber that one of them has a mistake. So the question is, which one is more likely to make a mistake? So you could say, well, the main sefer is more likely to be correct, in which case 3 hours mistake. You could also say he's a scholar, he's saying no, that when you have something weird and you have something normal, so it's more likely that the weird is correct, yeah. Because in the normal one, they fixed the weird one in one place, but not the other place. Yeah, so it's not so clear. Not so clear, right, exactly, Dr. Grach. A little difficult part, though, is in the place where it says 3 hours, it says Mem Resh Pei afterwards, which is, I think, from Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz on the Smak says explicitly 6 hours. So that might be more evidence in favor of the 3 hours being a toast.
So not so clear. The Sefer Mizmor LeDavid, of David Prado, Pardo, I don't know how to pronounce his name, says that the Makor is the Pri Chadash, that it shows Manios, but, I mean, not the Pri Chadash itself, but that line of thinking, and Memela in the northernmost populated cities, so six hours, I guess, six summer hours go down to three winter hours. So therefore, and then they basically said all year round, it would be very funny to have very different shiurim. Otherwise,
Germany is very far north of Berlin.
Well, you know, the north of Germany. Chveis, you know. Maybe they asked Rabbeinu Tama Shaila from Stockholm. I don't know. but again, it's also, it's not, you'd go from the most extreme to the most extreme. So, anyway, that's his theory of how three hours originated.
Could it be that the Rabbeinu Rachman wasn't being, it's not a mistake, and just Sheshos is regular Sheshos, and Shalosh Shos is Shalosh Shos Manios? Like, Sheshos is 60 minutes?
Sheshos is 60 minutes?
60
each shot, he makes. I think what he means is that. That makes it up. No, Rabbeinu Yerucham said that the shear is suda l'suda. In times of the Gemara, they ate two meals a day. That's clear. So then the shear between suda l'suda is going to be 6 hours, or, you know, at least. But by that, you know, in a society where they ate three meals a day, so then what suda l'suda? It's 3 hours, approximately. So that's.
I'm pretty sure that math doesn't work.
What do you mean?
If it's 6 hours between.
No, because you eat a little. If you're only eating two meals a day, you're going to eat an earlier supper, maybe later breakfast. But if you eat 3 hours, how long do you wait between the end of breakfast and the beginning
so
of lunch?
Past Shacharis is the obvious.
Like, yeah. So anyway, that's another theory.
It's there for what?
So that's the question: is there any basis for the shita, or is it just ridiculous? So we're going to try to be. If it's a minhag Yisrael, we're going to try to be miyashiv it. So these are different theories where 3 hours might come from. So one theory is it's shows manios type theory. Another theory is it's applying suda l'suda in a different context. Yeah, if you eat three meals a day, so then it's 3 hours. And it's like we said before, it's not, was it niskan is 6 hours, it was niskan is suda l'suda, whatever the deal is in terms of waiting. I saw another sefer said that this is like a pshara me'atzmam, you know, as you saw, one version of a pshara, like the Marai says, the pshara between zero and six is one. So Rabbeinu Yerucham's pshara between zero and six is three. But that's where it comes from. It's not so clear where it comes from. Apparently, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would tell people, I don't know, maybe not if they lived in Washington Heights, but the Yekis that lived in Yerushalayim, that they should wait 6 hours. So that's, I don't know, to me that was a bit of a chiddush, because Lemaisa, even if you think whatever you think 6 hours is, because even if you think it's a totally a minhag tos, right? Think it's a tos tfus in Rabbeinu Yerucham, and it just doesn't make any sense. But Lemaisa to chumra klape the ikar adin of the Rama. So, you have to tell people they can't do that. But anyway.
Apparently we think everyone should change because all the 6 hour people are here and all the 3 hour people are here.
Yeah, when did the Minhag Pasha change? Meaning the Rama says the Minhag Pasha is just 1 hour.
Well, but the Rama also says you should be Machmir for six.
I know, but I'm just saying with Sias, it changed, obviously.
People get firmer and firmer.
Isn't Surat Shlishi a pirkha on the second answer that Rabbi gave, that if you eat three sudos, so then it would prove, then you can wait 3 hours?
Typically, suda, Well, no, because first of all, Shuda Shlishis, I don't know when they ate. They still only ate two meals that day.
Right.
They had Lav Malka maybe, but, right? It's like in Eretz Yisrael, you know, you eat your first Shabbos Suda at like 10 a.m. or 8 a.m. or whatever it is, and then you eat Shalosh Shuda 6 hours later. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Is possible Shul Mazalman was passing that Mirei HaTorah? What would have been the answer?
I don't know. I don't know. It's quoted in his name. I didn't hear. But so that's different than saying if Pashat that right. I don't know if he was. I didn't get the impression he was saying that Mitzad Rei HaTorah.
What
does that mean? The Marshal says it. You know, I think what it means is, it's sort of like we say nowadays, you know, B'nai Torah should be machmir. If you ask Rav Schechter Shailas, for example, he'll often give that type of answer, many poskim, that, you know, B'nai Torah should be machmir. So I think that's what it means. Okay. Now the Ramah, since we talked about it, has a very interesting theory. First of all, let's get to the Ikar Adin. So the Ramah sort of combines, he says, the Yesh Omrim, the Sagi, Bebirkas HaMazon, Im Kinuach V'Hadacha. So where's that coming from? So it could either be a combination of Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, we're not willing to be Makel on either one alone. The truth is, if you look at Tosfos on Kuf Daled Amud Beis, it could be that he also requires both. It's not 100% clear that it's either or. But that's one way to.
If you combine the question answer of Tosfos on the beginning of Kuf Daled and the sum of Tosfos on Kuf Hei, then it sounds like that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. In other words, it could be that when you put together the Tosfos, that is the other view. It's not clear in Tosfos, but that could be what it means. The Hagosh Shari Dura, quoted in Darkei Moshe, says then, well, 1 hour. Where does 1 hour come from? Osin lam psharmi daita lahamtin sha'achas. So it's a very interesting form of pshara. But that's what it says. So the Taz writes that if so, you need a bench Birkas HaMazon. Right, and those who have the minug, why? Because if really the pshat is that we accept Tosfos, but we're making a pshara, so if you don't do Birkas HaMazon, if you don't, then you're going against Dina de Gemara. In other words, 1 hour it's a chumrah on top of Tosfos. So you have to make sure you're Mekayim Tosfos. That's one version of the one source, one way of understanding the 1 hour theory. It's a pshar midaitem. The Gra, Sivkat and Vav, the Prichadash also say no. The 1 hour comes from the Zohar. Because the Zohar says that you shouldn't eat basar and chalav in 1 hour. B'sha'achas. If it says if you do it, it's a very bad thing will happen. Ayin Sham. Now, if that's true, so then you should also have to wait from Gvina to Basar, right? And the Ramah doesn't say that. In other words, the Zohar doesn't seem to be mechalek between meat to milk and milk to meat. If you think the 1 hour is coming from the Zohar, so then you should also have to wait 1 hour. Now, many people do say that, but the Ramah doesn't say that. So it's hard to say that. I don't know. Maybe it's a Kain de Zohar. Kain de Zohar. The Pashtus, I think, is what the Ramah says in the Darkei Moshe, which is a Pshar Midaitam. One other theory for 1 hour comes from the Plesi, very radical theory. He says that the Shaila of whether it's 1 hour or 6 hours is depending on whether you go by Tchilas equal or Sof equal, based off of, he comes up with various versions in the Gemara. Now, it seems like the place he's assuming, what we said before, seems to be preposterous, which is we care about the mixing of the meat and the milk in the digestion. There is a very famous story about the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer once woke up in the middle of the night, and so you wake up in the middle of the night, you're going to go learn. But of course, you're very tired, so you figured you'd have a cup of coffee. Problem is, it wasn't yet 6 hours. But he said, well, it's Tali and digestion. And Kayadua, Digestion happens more quickly in sleep. So you could ask your doctor about the Metzius issue. Anyway, so therefore he was about to have a cup of coffee with milk, based off that cheshbon, and then he dropped the cup and spilled the milk. And he said, ah, I see I'm wrong. V'nashamayim, ein maskimin to my chidushim. So anyway, so that's the third possibility of... Yeah, you told me. Shmuel told me that. Where did you see that?
I didn't see it. I heard it, and then I was by Mary Rav Herzig, who wrote the Arsko Rashis, and then he said, "Oh, look, it's Eliyashiv's top Talmud." We asked him, and he said, "Yeah, that's the Shita."
That you don't have to wait. The Havamina of the Chassam Sofer.
That's what he said. I don't remember. I can call my Rebbe if you want.
No. You're a credible person. It's a very interesting Kiddush.
I don't remember what the time period was. 3 hours. I don't remember what he said.
Oh, there's a time period.
I don't remember.
Right, I guess. Okay, I don't know. Fine. Now, the Ramah also writes that there are those that would you shouldn't bench in order to eat gvina. Then he says that's what the Velt does. So, this gets into the question, and Itaz, we'll see in a second, gets very upset about this. The question is, what is the reason for Birkas HaMazon? What does it play? So the place, he says, that what's pshat in Birkas HaMazon? That it's not totally in Birkas HaMazon per se. The pshat is you need a hecker. And since Birkas HaMazon is also a hecker, so if you bench al-menas tid gvina, so... That's the question. Is that going to be good? So if you look at the Taz, he gets very upset about this. He says that anyone, how could the Ramah sort of sanction this minag? It's terrible. It's horrible. And L'chora, the Taz understood that the point in Birkas HaMazon is that you need Suda L'Suda, meaning to say Medina de Gemara, it can't be in the same meal. And if you just bench in the middle of the meal in order to have milchiks, it's still the same meal. So if it was Medin Hecker, it's okay, maybe, okay, this is a Hecker. You got to have to ask a different question whether it's a Bracha Shein Etzriach or not, but at least Medina Brachos, you should, it's a Shaila. But if it's a Hecker, so you could say this is a Hecker. But if you hold that the Pshat is that no, you need Suda L'Suda, so this is one suda. Benching in the middle of the meal doesn't make it two sudos. It just makes it benching in the middle of the meal. In which case, that's why the Taz perhaps get so upset about all this.
Maybe he doesn't think it's brachos and suda?
No, we're not learning brachos.
The Taz isn't upset for that reason.
No, I don't think a Taz doesn't sound like that. There's a shayla in terms of brachos and suda about the shayla. What's it in about Riboy Brach Shalo Letzorech? And maybe this is Letzorech. Why is it Letzorech? It's to eat your milchiks. There's a famous Shla. The Shla says that they used a bench before dessert on Shabbos, so they got Mea Brachos. They'd bench early. The Magen Avraham doesn't like it. There's all discussion, but you could talk about whether there's Brachos issues or not. But I think the Taz's objection is not so much in terms of Ilchos Brachos. The problem is that this is not Dina de Gemara, because you need Suda Cheres. And this is the same Suda.
The Hecker argument is within the Shita of Tosos?
No. Within the Hecker argument, the point is you could go both ways.
I mean, it's just making it that it's not the Suda, like we said before, that it's just making sure that you're not eating it together. It's within the
yeah,
zero.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a different zero. So then
that's the question. What does Siluk Uvirech mean according to Tosfos? Right? In other words, is it also? So I don't know. I don't know why. It never dawned on me to learn like the Placey. I actually thought that it's for sure. The point is you need Suda L'Suda, and you need it to be a different Suda. I didn't think it had to do with Acker, but that's what he says. So when does this man start? So the Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting chumrah. He says that it starts from the end of the fleishig meal.
In other words, even though there's very, you know, Shayach on Shabbos, right? I finish eating meat 1 o'clock. I don't bench till 2:30. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, it goes by the end, because he says that's what Suda LaSuda means. So the Dagomir Vava over here says, no, no, it goes by the meat. And he brings, when you eat, finish eating meat, and he brings a raya from the Ran. Because the Ran says, if you find meat between your teeth, so you don't have to wait from the time you remove the meat. Rather, it means Zman Hachila. So it sounds like it's Tali in Zman Hachila. So that's what he says. Now, the Marshal has sort of the reverse question. What if you have, you know, sometimes I think the meals in the Heights are like a kiyum of this Marshal, right? You waited 6 hours, but it's the same meal. You had a very long lunch. Right. That's a pella, right? You think these crazy long meals are new. So they used to be even more common. So again, this goes back to that question of what we were saying. In other words, do you say that it's the din is suda la suda, the hu kamo she shows, or do you say it's a hamtan of she shows? If you say the din is, the takana is to wait 6 hours, you waited 6 hours. But Marshal is saying that no, that it's suda la suda. So if it's in the same suda, for sure, even if you were to be makel against Aruch HaShulchan, but you still need suda la suda plus the 6 hours, but you can't be makel like this. I asked Rav Shechter, he said, the minhag is to be makel.
Isn't this how it's makel from the, isn't Doug Levant, I forget who points out that if you don't have suda, you're not going to have suda, you just need meat. You still have to wait for 6 hours.
So that's a raya for the up.
What was
Rav
Shechter responding to?
No, Nishayla. He thought we're Mako. Against the Aruch HaShulchan. Against the Aruch HaShulchan.
Not in the Marshal's case.
Oh, I don't know if there could be a minhag for that. I don't know. I don't know about what he say. But no, in other words, we don't have to be choshish to the Aruch HaShulchan, which, as I said, is a very common question. If you know you finished meat at 1 o'clock, you can have your ice cream at 7. Or 6, or whatever you hold, 4. 2. Now, what's the halacha if you're unsure if you waited 6 hours? So, the Yad Yehuda is machmir. We should say, Safek Drabanan Lakula. She says, Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Wow. So, others say, no. First of all, anyway, you have to keep in mind that this whole thing is a chumrah, certainly for Ashkenazim, who don't even think the Ikar HaDin is like Tosfos. And anyway, if you want to say we're unsure, so there's a sfeik sfeika, maybe it passed, and maybe you don't have to wait. And anyway, safik drabanan lakula, and the like, it's very strange to treat it as a davar sheish l'matirin, because there's no chefta that you want to be matir, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, so good, exactly. So do you hold of a riff-esque type davishes l'matirin, right? Others are mako based off of the Rambam and all that svar that we said before, kamoshe shows, all of that. In other words, once you're misopik, so then it's nothing to do with sati d'rabban l'hakel. This is the takana. Kamoshe shows. So if you're mesupik, if it's 6 hours, then that gufa is kamoshe shows, not al tzafik drabban l'hakel. And Rav Shechter here also said about this, the minhag is to be mako by a suffix 6 hours. So what about, and this is a question, you know, let's say we are machmir for 6 hours. How machmir are we? The poskim discusses, let's say you made a bracha, toch she shows. And then you remember, oh no, you know, you have your cup of coffee, because you usually don't have fleishiks for lunch. And then after you make the bracha, you realize, oh no, I ate fleishiks for lunch. So the darke tshuva, you can't take something else, that's a shakel kasurik. The halacha is when you make a bracha on one thing that you're holding in your hand, you're not allowed to take something else, even if it happens to be the same bracha. So the darke tshuva writes, after 4 hours you could be mako, because of the prichadash. Okay?
There's no Mara sign, no the Minhag.
Exactly. Others say 3 hours, because that's the Ikar HaDin. Others say 1 hour, because the Ikar HaDin is 1 hour for the Ramah. So that's what Rav Avadia says. Avadia says, maybe it could be Mekel, assuming you had Birkas HaMazon, because of Taisvis. And that's what Rav Shechter said also. Even within 1 hour, you could be Mekel. Because Rav Shechter held that even 1 hour is a Minhag. And even though you could have said 1 hour is Medina, al pi the Zohar, that's not Dina de Gemara either. So therefore, b'makom brach shen etzricha, you shouldn't be machmir, you should have a sip of the coffee.
That's Do we only need Kinoch Hadacha for 6 hours?
We'll talk about that in just a minute.
Vino and chal, meaning if you have a cup of coffee without any vino, then you...
We'll talk about that also. Do you need Kinoch Hadacha? Okay, good. What's the halacha if you find meat between your teeth? So we saw that the Rama said that you don't have to wait. Right? Tzarech lenakel asiro. You do have to get rid of it, but you don't have to wait. So the shach is mosif, though you need kinuach v'adacha. Now, what's the halacha if you swallowed it? This comes up with, you know, all the time. You're picking at your... You ate meat for lunch, and sort of there's this like piece of meat between your teeth, and you're like, you know, trying to get it out from with your tongue.
For hours.
And then you succeed, and you swallow. So do I have to wait 6 hours? So the Hafla says, yes, there's no shear. Even a achila mu'atas, you have to wait. But the Hafla himself notes this isn't the minhag ha'olam. And Shlomo Kluger says you don't have to wait. And this, the Megillah Sefer has a very strong raya from the Ran, you don't have to wait. Why?
I thought this was
Ran. Exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, once you see it, it's that, what did the Ran say? The Ran says you don't have to wait. Now, if the Ran's talking about a case where you didn't swallow it, so why would you have a Havamini you have to wait? Right? The Ran says, when you take the meat out between your teeth, you don't have to wait. So, if you took it out of your mouth and you spit it out, so why would you think you'd have to wait? Exactly. Unless you're concerned about, shanunis from it. Right? So, Elamai must be, the Ran's talking about a case where you did swallow it, and still he says you don't have to wait. So I thought that's a very good Raya
Lahako.
For KBY guys, you'll appreciate this. Okay, we have here a kula from Rav Rubinstein.
A kula.
You ready? Aviam asked Rav Rubinstein the Shai what happened to him, and Rav Rubinstein was Mekel.
I thought it was also the Mud of Shach in the Ran, because
wait, we have to let the Shach.
I thought it was the Mud of Shach in the Ran, because, I mean, what Rebbe said, but also, if you say that Ran is talking about where you're not swallowing it, so then you, if it's Shamunis, you should have to, and it's still being Motzi Shamunis, you have to wait 6 hours from when it starts.
Right.
If it's not Shamunis, then there's no new Shamunis when you swallow it. And if it's...
When you chew it up after you swallow it, after you get it out of your teeth, you chew it up again, it's Motzi more Shaman, now you have to wait.
All the Shaman left already. Or it's Motzi Shaman, there's no Motzi Shaman.
Yeah, yeah. Fine. What about a Chola? So this also comes up to the question. He was Mekel. He said you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait 6 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah, I don't even think that. Fine. Now, so many of the poskim say that leis hatzorach, you could be Mekel, you don't have to wait 6 hours. A number of examples of this. So one is a chola, the Pesach Yeshuva Sivkat and Gimel quotes from the Chassam Sofer, that a chola that needs to drink chalav l'refuaso, even if he's only a chola k'tzas, you don't have to wait more than 1 hour. I think some poskim say nafka, like a pregnant woman who has cravings, has this din. Chassam Sofer is talking about mei chalav, but I think the poskim assume hu adin. They're the same in this that case. Or another example, now, so how does that apply? What type of chola you need? So Rav Shechter said chola she'en bo sakana is mutter immediately, and because we find even if you hold it's usher for many isurim derabbanan or mekel in general for chola she'en bo sakana. Certainly over here, it says for mechush you could be mekel after 1 hour because you could say ki agavna lo tiknu.
children?
I'll talk about children in a second. Likewise, a number of poskim say a minekes could be mako if she needs milk, especially for health or the like. So there's makom to be mako, not to wait 6 hours. So what about katanim? So this is a very important shaila. It comes up all the time. And we'll give a more extreme example, which is, let's say the kid just ate meat, right? Maisa shahaya, right? Baby is eating meat, and the baby bites her tongue. Now she's crying hysterically. So you know that the only way to calm her down is by giving her her cup of milk, her milky cup, her sippy cup, her bottle, whatever it is. So, but here, your mamish don't even have any of the deos, right? You don't have Taisvis or Rabbeinu Tam or the Rambam, so am I allowed to give her a cup of milk to calm her down? Now, this might relate to the question of... and then, likewise, not such an extreme case, you know, do they have to wait at all? Let's say they're happy, but you want to put them to bed. You always put them to bed by giving them a cup of milk before bedtime. They finished supper, and now, 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, and this might relate to the question we discussed earlier, which is it a chi of hamtana, or is it just the concern that you'll mix it? Except here, it's the opposite direction. Because there's a lot of evidence to say, many poskim hold of this chilek, that we know that there's a din of safia for iser, even though, even if you paskin in based on tzivon lafrisho, but lo safinan le iser biyadayin. There's a machlokas, tosus rashba, whether that applies to iser d'rabban or iser d'rais. According to Rashba, all this is mutter, right? Because even if we see it's safia b'iser d'rabban. But lo iser shulchan aruch is machriya l'hachmir. Like the Rambam, not like the Shulchan Aruch, though we bring up the Rashba in all sorts of cases. But would we consider this Sefiya B'Issei D'Rabbanan? Now, it's an interesting shaila, because if you hold that it's a Chiv of Hamtana, then you could say it's not. Why? Because, again, a number of poskim say that there's no din of Sefiya for a din in the Gavra, just a din in the Heftza, right? Lamashal. Nobody would say giving your kids cereal before Shachris is Sefiya, right? Because it's not Machol Sasuros. There's a din of davening, a din of not eating before davening, and the like. You could be doch that, right? You could say that's just a function of davening, and if they're not higil l'chanach for davening, it's not Shach. But let's say eating on Yom Kippur, right? So why are you allowed to give a kid food on Yom Kippur? Why isn't that aser? So the Minchas Chinuch asked this kasha, and the Minchas Chinuch says, very interesting answer. He says, oh, very simple, because for a kid, it's a sakana. So, okay, so let's say your baby, 5 minutes after the start of Yom Kippur, starts crying. So you want to give the baby a bottle and put her to sleep. So I think you could be confident that it's not yet a sakana. She finished eating supper an hour ago. So you allowed to give her a bottle? It's going to Minchas Chinuch? No. Sophia, for an Isser D'Oraisa. Right? Minchas Chinuch says that. Other poskim accept that. But other poskim say, no, give me a break. There's no din of Sophia for an Isser Gavra. In other words, there's a chiyuv to fast, or v'inisem, and a child, so you can't give a kid machol sasuros, and even machol sasuros midirabbanan. So anytime something has a cheftza of machol sasuros, so that's when we say there's a din of sfia. So you could declare in the Yom Kippur is a din of cheftza and a din of gavra, but the pashup shad is, it's not a pashup shad, it's not machol sasuros, it's nisrachila. So on the din of gavra, in which case there's no din of sfia. So it brings us back to the case of baschal. If you think it's a din, the chiyuv of waiting is a din, you have to wait. So then you could say it doesn't apply to kids. Maybe if you say no, there within 6 hours there's a concern that you're going to mix meat and milk. So then maybe it is a problem. Even then, it's not so clear. I think there's also maybe some makom lahakel, though
less clear. Let's say in the case I said before, the baby's crying, that if you put the bottle down on their high chair and then they pick up the bottle and take it, is that sphia? So if you look at the Rishonim, there might be a machlokas Rishonim whether that constitutes sphia. Maybe giving the baby the bottle, like putting it in the baby's mouth and maybe putting it in the baby's hands would be sphia for sure. So what do the poskim say lemaisa? So I heard from the Ramu to be makel on all these shilas, and I asked him, do you need separate high chair trays for your baby? He said, no. I think you should obviously clean them before going between milchiks and fleishiks.
Marshal? It's never going to be blios.
Yeah, it's never going to be blios.
The
truth is, this comes up Pesach. Nobody ever puts, it's a lettuce bowl food on a high chair tray anyway.
Right.
So you don't want the baby to burn itself, even if you're machmir for the marshal.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what. But he definitely was makel on the high chair tray shaila.
He said you don't even need to put it down and have them take it. You could just feed them.
Yeah. Rosh Hashanah was also makel to give the bottle to the baby, even if it mamish has meat in its mouth, right? Like I said, it bit its tongue on a piece of steak. And I asked, is that because Mikra didn't we paskin like the Rashba, that there's no sphere for Nisa de Rabbanan? Because it's Taka the Mashmos, if you look at the Grand Magen Avram, the Mishnah Berurah, I mean. And he said, no, even if it's Nisa de Reis, it's Mutter. Why? Just like trufa is mutter derech achila. There's no din sfiya because it's revise.
I don't know if there's some revise.
It's like the normal way of doing things. Sfiya is giving the kid pork. Giving the kid bas b'chal de rabbanan, maybe we'd be machmir. If you cook chicken with milk. So then we would say you shouldn't do safinan. So that's why we don't paskin like the Minchas Chinuch for Yom Kippur, because it's revise. When it's revise, there's no sfiya at all. That's Rav Shachter's Chiddush. I saw Rabbi Forst in the Art Scroll book. He says, less than 3 years old, you could eat milk right after meat, because it's cholish in rosakana. 3 years old and upwards, you should wait 1 hour, like the din of the Ramah. And more than six years old, you should be mechanechem to wait 6 hours.
Whoa.
But, says, quoting the Chalkos Yaakov, that if the kid really wants to eat, milk, and he's bothering you, he wants his Hershey kiss, so then you could be Mako. All right. Now there's a lot to say left, and I want to finish this before Pesach. So, what's the solution? Who wants another Chabur tomorrow? It's good, everybody left. Great! So, it's practically unanimous.
Revoking Kula. No, I'd be happy with y'all.
It is unanimous then.
Oh, yeah.
So Be'ezras Hashem will finish tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll begin with the very important shaila of basar to gvina. We've been talking about tagvina to basar.
Are we going to talk about the suffix?
Suffix mahalich. What's the suffix mahalich?
I think that would be in the beginning.